Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I am so excited on tonight about our Bible class on tonight. I just want to give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to everyone that's under the sound of my voice on tonight. I just want to welcome you to the End Time Men and Women of War study in the Word of God. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen. Amen. We're going to have a song just right quick. We just give reverence to God, who is the head of our life, of my life, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank God for an opportunity tonight to come together again for the study of God's word on tonight. God is so faithful, and I thank and praise him on tonight. Let me see here. Okay. Everything's different. Just bear with me just one second.
How many fives are
you on? Bacteria. How many letters are you
I did not ever so afraid.
Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 24. Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. I have just read you Psalms 24 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, thanking you and praising you this evening, repenting, Lord, for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come, Lord, asking you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Lord, we just come lifting you up, Lord. We come praising your name, Lord. We just come thanking you this evening, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory and we give you worship today. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your holy name on tonight. We glorify your name this evening. We just lift your name up tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to bind the strong man this evening, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind up the strong man, Father. In the name of Jesus, bind them up, Lord.
I ask you tonight, Lord, to be in control of our Bible class tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to let me decrease 100%, Father, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100% and teach your people on tonight. Teach me, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to be in control over us, Lord. Cover our minds tonight and our thoughts, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Just cover us, Lord. Take control, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We surrender, Lord. Oh, yes, we do. We surrender our will unto you, Father. Lord, we just thank you tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. We just thank you tonight, Father. We give you praise on tonight, and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mighty hand. We thank you, Lord, for being in control. We thank you, Lord, for being perfect in every way. We just thank you, Lord, for sitting high, Lord, and looking low at us, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you tonight. Grace, hallelujah. Mercy, hallelujah. We're so grateful to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone in radio land, Lord. Bless everyone that's on our radio broadcast. And we just pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Tonight, hallelujah, we're going to be just talking a little bit about mind control. Because, you know, the enemy plays with our mind. The enemy attacks our mind a lot of times. Even when we meditate, you know, when we're thinking about doing, that's why they always say the devil's messing with me, Lord. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. Just when you're not thinking on God. See, we have, God has given us things to think on. And when we're not thinking on God, when we're not thinking about the things he's told us to think about, then we have an idle mind. And Satan want to play with our mind. And when we trying to get that word, if we don't get it, and if we don't keep it, the devil will come snatch it away, just snatch it right out of our mind. So we have to stay studying and stay praying and keeping our mind on those things that are pure and all those other things that he said. It's in the word of God, what to think on when you don't have anything else to think about. Because if you don't, you're going to get in this mind control thing. And see, we have, it's like the end time mind control, because when it gets close to time, the enemy ain't going to have too much to even fight with. So he's going to come really after our minds and trying to things and have us think about things that we shouldn't be thinking about. Because let me tell you, every day it's a struggle, like I told you before. Every day it's a struggle to think on good things, think on pure things, on whatever is lovely. You know, think on these things. It's hard. It's a struggle to keep your mind focused on thinking about the right stuff. It's a battle, and it's a tactic of the enemy to keep you from thinking about the right things. Keep your mind off on things that you shouldn't be thinking about, because, baby, you don't have to say it or nothing. But if you think it, if you think it, that's what it says. You can lust all you want to. Well, I mean, when you lust, you be thinking about fantasizing, all this kind of stuff. Just playing with your mind. Just playing, and it opens the doors for other things to come in. That's what it do. Hallelujah. Mind control is a spirit whom we have met more recently than not. He heads a very powerful family of evil spirits who may center a person through a variety of doors. We first encounter him in dealing with different other things. Because let me tell you something. We think an occult is, and it is, a group of form, a group that's worshiping or doing something else besides with Jesus, with believers, and it is. But an occult can be doing yoga. I'm trying to think of things. Just like how they form these classes, like even karate. You know, you bowing down to this thing. All that stuff not good. That's like in a cup. And a lot of times, we can. This is things that open up doors, and people don't know. They just think they doing stuff and taking their kids to these kind of things so they'll have something to do, but it's not the right stuff. When you do that, you're exposed. You're exposing yourself to a lot of other different things like meditation and hypnosis and ESP and positive thinking, traumatic shock, drugs, yoga. All that stuff is mind control. Absurdism and just a lot of things because a lot, it plays with your mind. Hypnosis plays with your mind. When you go to see the psychics and stuff, they play with your mind. It's so many things. But one of the indications that you have been tangled with a mind-controlled spirit is a meditation attack on your mind. The terrific pressure can hinder both normal thoughts and the operation of the gifts of discernment of spirit. See, this kind of stuff, a mess, you'll be off. You'll be off. A lot of times when I'm teaching on demonic things, they always come against me. They've been doing that for 2 or 3 years. Because I'm telling you, I had to really watch what I was saying while I was teaching, because they don't want me to teach you all the right stuff. So when I'm teaching, I ask all my brothers to always pray for me, because it's a lot of times they'll try to make me say wrong things and I won't even know it. But a lot of times, so all my brothers will pick it up. Papa, you saying wrong? You know, and I know, you know, that's when I first started knowing that they would attack me when I was teaching demonology 101. But they still do it sometimes. But, you know, when I hear myself off a little bit, I start praying within myself, asking God to bind the strong man. See, you can't bind not one demon until you ask God to bind the strong man. So that's what I do. But I was sharing that with you to let you see how they try to control your mind. They don't want you teaching this stuff. They don't want you knowing, revealing, exposing them, their ways and their tactics. But we have to learn, because it's going to get rougher and tougher. It's not going to get any easier. And you have to know, oh, God, he's with us all the time. He's with us all the time, but we go through something, and we have to be ready for it. He allowed him to attack Job, and Job was he was right there with God. God was right there with him, and he didn't waver. So now we have to do the same thing. But the enemy always try to attack your mind. The terrific pressure can hinder both normal thoughts and the operations of the gift of discernment. He seems to feed off of the spiritual energy of other types of spirits. It is almost as though there were a series of power plants which are able to shunt power at will into a particular outlet. He can garner energy. He can kind of move and do what he wanted to want to do, not only from different spirits in the subject being prayed for, but from others in the vicinity. And I hope y'all are catching on to what I'm saying, because I'm just hitting around this. This thus you will face the combined energy and power of a company of spirits, all fed through mind control. Sometimes it's like that, because I've heard people come to me and they'll say that demons moved my keys and made me lose something, made me overlook something, or, and I used to just, how in the world, you know, but it is not a lie. I've experienced it. And the thing be right there, when I was telling y'all how I went to St. Louis and accused everybody of stealing my bra, this stupid stuff, they want to make you look bad and God look bad. Things like that. When you start doing stupid stuff like that, and I'm just calling it what it is, because that was stupid for me, because I was ready to tell everybody off about stealing my bra. And the bra was at home in the drawer, But that's playing with my mind. And he'll play with your mind too. Now, I pray as much as anybody. I'm in the word as much as anybody. That don't stop him from attacking you. That do not stop them from attacking you. Because the more you pray, the more you fast, the more you in the word of God, they try to do is they attack you even harder. So you have to know that you're gonna have to do extra work. Always be ahead of. That's what you have to do. Always be ahead. I'm telling you. Excuse me. Okay, mind control has proven to be a resource for folk. Mind control. But he can be defeated and cast out. He often works with other demons and is noticeable in battle for his composure and ignorance. Confidence, that's what I was saying. This bravado or whatever this would last until the final moments. Okay, let me relate one way in which these demons can bring special torment in the areas of your mind. See, we have to just try. That's why I be praying for everybody to stay focused, because it's so hard. I was teaching on last week or the week before last on talking to you all about not thinking wrong things about people. That opens up the door for so many other spirits to come in. And just the other day I was telling you about how somebody was telling me about the pastor that died and his wife and stuff, but his wife had been coming on Facebook talking about her 50th birthday party and all the stuff that she wanted to do that she had never done and this and that and that and this. And so when I was talking to my daughter about it, she brought it to me. I said, well, she shouldn't have been on the Facebook talking about a birthday party and she's a woman of God like that. I would have said birthday dinner, but everybody not where I am and they're not where you are. I wouldn't have never dared to go on anywhere to say I'm finna have a birthday party, because a birthday party can mean, you know, any kind of people take it to mean other things, but you might not even mean it like that. But I would say a birthday dinner, but that's just me. But anyway, well, I was wrong for saying that. I had to repent for just saying that, because if I didn't have nothing good to say about her, I shouldn't have said anything. But when you any little thing that the enemy can make you say or think and say that's negative, that's a point in his head, a point for him, and it's against you, and it opened up doors for other demons to come and connect with that and try to make you say other things or try to make you think other things, because you don't have to say it. All you have to do is think in your mind back and forth, because, and then another time, some things happened with an apostle that was connected to this ministry, Apostle Connie, and some things happened concerning my husband. And, you know, I had prayed and prayed that God will remove that from my mind, because it always had me thinking bad of her. So what I had to do, like I told you and talked to you all before, was you have to pray for that person that you really dislike or hate or whatever. You have to pray for that person. Now, it's not going to always, it's not going to start off that you really feeling like you praying for, Lord, bless her, this and that, because when you start praying for her or for him, when you first start off, you still got that feeling in your heart. But if you continually to pray for her or him every time you pray, you're going to start meaning it. You're going to start meaning, Lord, bless her family, bless this. You're going to start meaning. So that's how I had to do that. So it could get off of me. I just started praying for her. And after a while, I really meant it in my heart that God would bless her and bless her family and do this and do that. Well, he started bringing that stuff back up to me maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was like, Lord, I thought you had took that stuff away from me. But he did. But it ain't him. It's the enemy study bringing it back to me so I can form this thing in my heart and in my mind about this person. I don't care what they did. Believe me, I don't. But we have to have the love of God in our heart to forgive and forget. Now, what I mean, and I mean forget, but you have to take that experience and you have to use it wisely that you won't make that mistake or allow that mistake to be made again. You understand? Because when you let it go back now, you know I'm a ministry. We are a ministry that like to help women. But I never, by the grace of God, and I'm in my right mind, let the stuff that I allowed to happen happen again. And I love every one of them women. I do love them. But they can't, I won't let the, what happened, I won't allow that to happen again. Mm-mm. So when we start thinking about all those things and bringing up all that happened and what we went through, well, all that kind of stuff, you have to pray and ask God to take it away, but you know the enemy going to bring it back. And you start thinking about, man, they stayed here and then they was fighting over it and they was doing all this kind of stuff. That's called mind controlling. You letting them control what you think. Well, the enemy is trying to control how you think about that. I mean, you don't, you can't do that. You cannot do that. But
I just wanted to say something. Just to piggyback on what you said. like when I be praying for people, you know when you pray for people, you take on their burden. So the devil always, you know, if you pray for her, you're going to take that burden. Every time I get ready to pray for somebody, you're going to take that burden. You're going to get it. So instead of me not praying for the person, I still pray for the person, just going about it a different way. You know, like if somebody got an addiction, I just be like,
Tell me. What you say? No, I was just saying, what would you say? Like you said, somebody got addicted, what would you say?
Instead of saying, Lord, please, you know, take that away from them, I just say, first, I say, control their mind, you know, take control of their mind, because it's all in your mind. And that's because, like you said, that's where the devil attack you with. It's all in your mind. And I just ask him to bless her mind, and then if it's in his will, whatever else he allowed, to just go ahead and, you know, help on out, you know. Because sometimes be nervous about praying for people when, especially if they in deep, you know. But then I know that's the devil in my head again.
Yeah, that's what he do. He try to, you can't have no fear. You can't have fear. You have to pray anyway. It be the devil don't want you to pray for people. He's just trying to put that fear on you. I don't care what kind of, that's what you are. You trying to help them get delivered. And it may just be your prayer that get them delivered. You can't stop it. You can't say it, but it is God's will for them to be delivered. Not if it's your will, but it is his will that they get be delivered. You know, and so okay. It's like I know what you're saying, but you can't have fear. Don't let he bring that fear on you. Anytime you pray for anybody, whatever demon that's attacking them, when you pray, you're gonna pick that demon up because he know you praying for them. It might not be right at that time, but it's coming down the line. Even when I was praying for one of the ladies that was on here, before that girl came to this line, Gigi had already told me. She said, "Uh-oh." She said, "You finna fight this big demon." I said, "What?" She said, "Oh, he's coming at you." I said, "What big demon?" I'm like, "Mm-mm." And then when the girl did come, I was like, "This what she talking about?" And then it kind of put some fear in my heart. I said, "You know what? You a lie. I ain't scared of you and your daddy and your mama either." I just went to talking like that. I said, "I am not afraid of you, and you going down, brother." That's what I said. You can't let them, because it's the enemy that brings the fear. It's nothing but the devil, and you're not supposed to fear him, because you don't fear nobody but God. But I know what you're saying. You don't, because a lot of times we don't want to go through all of that. What you go through when you pray for people that's already fighting a demon, but you can pray for people to be. That's what your calling is, baby. You got to pray for them. You don't have to beat around the bush, because when you start doing that, God be like, "What? You know it's my will."
Right. Right.
What? But you got to pray for them. You can't, because it starts in the mind. When you know you want to pray for somebody, he starts telling you stuff. Uh-huh. You're going to get this. This going to happen to you, and this and all that. You can't do that. You got to cast down vain imagination. Cast that thought down. When you're thinking, when stuff wrong in your mind comes to your mind, you cast it down. Cast it down every time. Rebuke and bind it. I rebuke and bind the voices that I'm hearing, because they'll talk to you just as big. I told y'all one day when I was on the conference line, I said, I think I was working at the time, and the enemy was talking to me about my husband. When I tell you, he was talking to me like another person in the car. He don't do this, and he ain't this, and this, and this, and that. I said, "Who in the world am I talking to?" I mean, he was just talking to me, and I'm talking back. I said, "You know what? Get out of my car." I said, "The devil is like, get out in the name of Jesus." I mean, he was, I had to tell Ed about that. I said, this dude was talking to me like he was sitting right there. Just talking to me about it against him, to me. When I tell you, but you have to cast down vain imaginations. You have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You have to have every, that's why it's so important for us to fast and to pray. We have to consecrate ourselves. We have to, I'm telling you, this mind control, it ain't nothing to play with. I was, and I'm going to still teach on it, but even this girl, and I'm not going to call her name because you may know her, in St. Louis, she told me one time, because she stayed celibate, and she, I don't know if she still is, for about 20 years, 15 or 20 years. And she said one day, she was just talking to me, she worked at this senior citizen place. And she said they hadn't seen this man for two or three days. You know, they had their own apartment. So her and the other girl, Angie, went up to the apartment to see where he was. And so they got the key to it because everybody was asking about the man. So they went in the place, and he was coming out the bathroom. He had took a shower, and he was naked. And she said, Deborah, she said, I can see none but his big penis. She said, and I ran hard as I could. I said, what was you running for? She said, I couldn't look at it because it was burning my mind. She was saying it all wrong. I didn't know what she was talking about. Didn't know what she was talking about. But now I know what she's talking about. She said it was burning my mind. I guess she, had been through that stuff or something. But, and she was saying it wrong. She said, girl, I ran fast as I could. She said it had a mole thing right on top. I was like, you looked at it like that? She said, the brother made her look right at it. And she said she ran. She told Angie, get it. She said that stuff burned in her mind. And that's what happens and then that's how women believers get caught. Because you looking and thinking, you see some man on TV or wherever, his penis, his body, his chest, whatever, and here you go to sleep at night and the enemy starts talking to you, and then here come masturbation and all kind of stuff. This all in your mind. You can't do that. You cannot do that. That's why she was running so hard. I said, what was you running for? She said, honey, that stuff burns in my mind. She's saying it play over and over and over. And she's right. She's right, because, honey, believe me, it didn't happen to me when I was single. It happened to me when I was single. And a lot of times I wasn't thinking about it, but once you see it, you see it again, the devil bring it right back every time, right back. But you have to keep God give us stuff to think on. Because I talked to God one night. I said, I'm not thinking on these things that you told me to. He said, I gave you what to think on. This was years ago. He said, I gave you what to think on. And you think on those things. Whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is righteous, all that. Yeah. That's what we're supposed to think on. But the devil plays with our minds. And to keep the enemy from playing with our mind, we have to think on the things of God. When it's come, read your Bible. Go pray somewhere. And believe me, I know that's be the fourth thing from your mind at that time. But you have to think on the things that God give us, because he made us. He know that works. He know that works. What is the devil's? The idle mind is the devil's workshop. So we have to know what to think of, because when our mind is sitting still and we just daydreaming, baby, we can think of some stuff. Mm-hmm.
Apostle.
And believe me. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Apostle, you know what? I thank you. I thank you so much. I thank God for the teaching that you're bringing forth, because I just had an experience maybe about 4 days ago, where I was out. Somebody had sent me a message on Facebook, and I don't go out on Facebook a whole lot, but this particular day I went out there, and I was just looking at the different things out there, and I ran across a video, and they had titled the video, "What's Wrong With Her?" So I thought maybe, some tragedy had happened to the young lady, very young lady, young.
Mm-hmm.
And when I played the video, Apostle, you could hear a Caucasian man. He had called the police, and when the police got there, he was explaining to the police the same time they was recording her on the ground. And what she was doing, he said when he pulled up, she had rolled off the top of her car. And Apostle, she was in the street, literally like somebody was having intercourse with her. And the video was so disturbing, Apostle. She, in the video, she was licking the ground and humping herself and rubbing between her legs. And and when the police officer pulled up, the police officer, he asked her, he said, ma'am, what is wrong with you? And Apostle, she was still humping and rubbing herself and shaking her hand. She was saying, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. I mean, it was like she was really possessed. So, and I went back and I looked at the comments that people had written. People said that she was on some drug called Flaca or something. or she was possessed, and somebody was saying she needed to be taken to a church. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I had never in my life seen anything like that, Apostle. And from that video, I regret watching it, because after I watched that video, you know, the enemy just kept speaking in my mind and saying certain things. Apostle, it literally took me up until now to get to the point where that mess wasn't constantly coming back in the forefront of my mind.
Yes.
So I thank you for that, teacher, because you are absolutely right.
Well, let me tell you something.
Idle mind is the
possessed.
Devil's playground.
Yes, yes. That girl was possessed, and that probably was a sex demon, and nobody could see him but her. I'm telling you, I watch Star Trek. You know, I have certain things. When I tell you now, Star Trek was back when I was a little kid, coming on up, and I watched this movie this day with my husband because he likes Star Trek, and they had Incubus. So it was whatever one for women. This lady, it was, you know, it let us see the man, but when it was humping on her, you couldn't see. You could just see her legs open. This on Star Trek. People didn't even notice it. I said, this is an incubus on this lady. It's a succubus, whatever it is. And she was, this thing told her, I've been with your family for over 100 years. Been in the family for over 100 years. I was with your grandmother. I was like, look at this, Lord. The God was just teaching me. I said, look out. And she had to really be delivered from this thing, because the captain was saying, what's wrong with you? And I'm telling you, this stuff is real. You can't see these movies, these porn movies and stuff, and think it ain't going to affect your mind, because it does. And then even like Prophetess Ray was saying, Sally was saying that he'll start telling you and talking to you when you're trying to pray for people. You know, when I was praying for Trish, I was like, Lord, do I want to attack this demon or not? But I did. I don't care. You know, what Gigi had told me kind of put some through when she came. I was like, okay, Lord, okay. Because let me tell you something. I don't fear nobody but God, not one demon. Do you hear me? They be always attacking me all the time. But my thing is, these are spirits, and they come from different things. They come from different places. Just like people used to go see those psychics. That ain't nothing but witchcraft. Psychic, witchcraft. That's all it is. You have to know these things. Because when you get a $25, whatever it is they said, and you can get a reading for $25 and all that, that's witchcraft stuff. Now, I'm telling you, I went to one time. I didn't go to them. I went with my girlfriend's mother. And so they was trying to get me to come. I said no. You know, come in the room where they was. I said no. And so the lady got mad at me, and she said, you're going to be an invalid the rest of your life. I said, well, let me be an invalid, because I went in the church like I am now and stuff. I said, well, just let me. I said, it won't be because I came to you. I don't believe that stuff and, you know, sits like that. But then, you know, you start thinking about that stuff. You still think about it. Still plays with your mind and stuff like that. And my girlfriend's mother, Ruby, mother used to go to that lady almost every week. When I tell you, when she was sick on her sick bed and I went to see her, she looked just like a witch. She was all curled up, her fingers was curled, and I'm not saying this for no apparent reason, but to show you sometimes you can't dibble and dabble in stuff like that and think God's going to bless you. She lived she got about 78 or almost 80 years old, but she was in such a bad shape. And she went to this, she went to them psychics religiously. Just like if it, she was going to church every week, she would go as much as borrow money to go see them. So it's so many things we have to watch for when it comes to mind control, even hypnosis. I was reading, I was studying my mind control book today. They, you know, they'll try to tell you, because I almost got it for a cigarette when I used to smoke cigarettes. I wanted to stop so bad. I said, well, maybe if I let them hypnotize me, but I wouldn't do it. Because if God can't do it, man sure can't do it. If God can't take them away from me, what hypnosis going to do? Mess with your mind. So I thank and praise God I did not do it, and God took them away when I released them. See, he's not going to just strong on you. You got to want to quit. You got to want to release them. You can't want it 1 minute, next minute, I'm just going to take a puff. I walked 2 miles for a pack of cigarettes, got there and got them cigarettes and got back home, smoked two. He said, now throw them away. I said, I just got these cigarettes. He told me to flush them down the toilet. That's what I did. That was the last pack of cigarettes I ever bought and I ever smoked. Sure was. Over 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Yes, ma'am. So I thank and praise God for it. But we have to watch. When you're talking about mind control, there's so many other things that deal with that. Now, that girl told me, but she wasn't saying it right, because she go belong to a Methodist church, so she wasn't saying it, but she was so close to it, she kept saying it burns in my mind, and it goes over and over and over and over, and I was like, what the world is she talking about? But when I started teaching and studying demonology and how the spirits do that, and that young lady that was in that street, I bet you that was a demon. And just like I say, see, we don't know when they're in the world and stuff and demons take over them. They know how far they can go because they ain't, see, she probably no telling what she had been doing. And the demon just was taking over her. Just like I told you, I have a little niece that's in prison for the rest of her life now. But the second time for the rest of her life, she was gambling in a casino. And she was watching this lady win this money, Chinese lady, whatever she was. And her, she must have called her boyfriend and brother, somebody. It was two men and her boyfriend and her brother, his cousin or somebody. They followed the lady to a car. Instead of just robbing the lady, which that wasn't good, they robbed her, they killed her, they put her in the trunk of a car. Anyway, when they found out, and they was on the casino lot, so you know they got cameras everywhere. And so anyway, when it was time for her sentence, they sentenced this girl, my niece, which I love. And when they sentenced her, she hit the floor, and the foam started coming out of her mouth. I mean, just point, she rolled all over that courtroom on the floor, roll, 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 roll. My sister was saying she was just rolling, rolling, rolling. And after a while, the demon left her because he was not going to jail with her. He just took her there. And she is in jail for the rest of her life, and that demon gone to somebody else now. So that's the kind of stuff demons do. You have to watch. They mess with your mind. They'll make you lose stuff. You'll be saying, man, I've been looking all day for my keys. I can't find them. They'd be right there. Somebody else come in the house and put them right up. All day, and it frustrates you and stuff like that. That's what he want to do. That's how he want to do things. But I'm telling you, you have to be really careful. And fear is their biggest weapon. Fear is their biggest weapon, powerful weapon for the enemy. And when you can overcome fear, hey, you can defeat them. But fear is their biggest weapon. Believe me, it is. You got to stay prayed up. You got to stay encouraged. You got to think positive. I'm telling you, you have to stay focused on righteousness. And it's a lot of categories under righteousness. It's a lot of categories under righteousness. And when you're trying to live a holy life, he tries to stop you from doing that. Just like Prophetess Rome was saying. You know, you can't look, even on television, now you can look at television and they want to advertise a bra and panties. They got these young girls on with their legs up. It could be a Coca-Cola. They got somebody on there with their legs up or their shirt off. I say, Lord, how much? You can't even look. I hate even looking at the commercials. You know, I could look at the Star Trek, and when the commercial comes, it just turns you all the way off because it got all kind of rated X things, all kind of rated X. But I'm telling you, I'm going to be teaching on how to overcome and defeat mind control, because you can do it. But right now, I'm just letting you know that the enemy want to control your mind. We've been watching CNN and that kind of stuff. I had to stop looking at that. It's in everything. You have to really look at it and examine, because you know God, Jesus, the Lord want us to examine ourselves. But when you looking at stuff, because you sitting up, ha ha ha, yeah, he been whooped, he been defeated, he can't let this thing get past all that. We have to let that stuff alone. You know, God know what he's doing. And a lot of this stuff has to happen for things to come to pass, prophecy. But then you can look at, we watched the animals on television, on 283, the History Channel and all that. The animals was having sex and all kind of stuff and killing. And I said, honey, I can't keep watching this. This is just a mess. They were fighting each other. Big old hippopotamus fighting these two men over a woman hippopotamus. I was like, why is they showing stuff like this? Can't they just show the animals? But they got to show all this stuff. This nothing but the enemy. Nothing but the enemy. Just a tactic of the enemy. So you have to be careful what you're doing, what you're watching. But they trying everything now because it's getting the end time. The enemy is trying everything to control your mind so you can be off of focus, so he can drill it over and over in your mind, all these crazy things. Even the animals, they on Sunday nights, I think, they fight each other, killer lions and all this kind of stuff. I don't want that murdering spirit in me, nowhere around me. I don't want to sit up and look at that. I don't want to watch that. I'd rather watch a Morning Five than to watch something like that. You got to be careful. And that's why now I'm getting so I don't care about the television. I don't care about it because I could be sitting up reading or studying the television on, and it might have all kind of crazy stuff. You can't let that spirit enter in you. You know, you have to stop, and it can do it. I remember, and I know my granddaughter remember one time I've been always afraid of bridges and heights and waters and stuff. And this particular day, she was in the car with me. I said, I'm driving across this bridge. The devil is alive. I got halfway the bridge and started having a panic attack. I said, Ray, I said, I'm getting dizzy. She said, you're getting dizzy, Greg? I said, yeah, I'm getting dizzy. I said, this is nothing but an attack of the enemy. I knew it. He was trying to attack me to bring, but I had to still cross that bridge. Now, me and that bridge, we've had many bouts, baby, about that bridge because I was afraid to cross that bridge. Then the enemy had me to look the bridge up. I caught myself trying to stop being afraid of, and it's the longest bridge. It's the longest bridge in my whole time. I was like, oh, no, I can't cross this thing, drive across it no more. But the devil is alive. We have to overcome that stuff by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We cannot fear. We can't fear. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any more questions or comments? Okay.
Well, I have a comment, just a little comment. But you, okay. Like you said, it's the end time. So the devil is going to be attacking our mind more anyway, because God trying to get us ready for him, and the devil don't want that to happen
right.
No way. So he's going to be ten times harder than he was at first.
That's right.
Well, thank
Absolutely.
You for this blessing. I appreciate it. Cause I know I wasn't going crazy. Because he attacks my mind all day, every day. I be rebuking the devil all day. Because he's not going to take
you
my mind.
I know that's right. You have to do it. You have to do it. Like the mind occult spirit. There is a powerful family of spirits called mind occult demons. Although closely related to the mind control spirit, they seem to be even more powerful. Often, they are the hidden strength behind other evil spirits who are operating in the person. The way they seem to work is to, in a sense, attach to the top of a ruling spirit. Hidden, they nevertheless give extra power to the demon they reinforce. If the ruler is thrown out, the mind occult spirit simply disintegrates and disengages and remains inside, still concealed. It acts to provide a powerful pulling force to readmit the deposit spirit who was cast out, attacking and casting out the mind occult spirit along with the host demon could be one of the key to reinforcing the believer against the attempts of the demon to regain interest after exposing. I think of the mind occult spirit as an extra battery. When hooked in series with another demon, they convert extra power to him. He must be ferreted out to destroy all such secret power sources. This will more effectively demolish the works of the enemy. See, and you have spirits like that, and I'm not trying to frighten anyone, because we're not afraid of these demon spirits. We just have to know the tactics and the ways of the enemy. We have to know that. We have to know what to do. We have to, as soon as an evil thought comes to my mind, and I ain't even just going to say evil, I could say, well, my daughter ain't been over here in 3 or 4 days. She must be call herself mad or angry or so. That's the wrong thing to say. That's the wrong thing for me to say. Even if that's what it is, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say, Lord, well, she hasn't been on, and I'm asking you if anything wrong. Lord, I'm asking you to cover her or whatever. You know, you got to stay positive. I'm just telling the Lord got me on this thing so heavily and so strongly because we must need this. We must need this. We got to know that's the only way that's going to take us through is love. And love is not evil. Love is not jealousy. Love is not envy. No, no, no. When we love, we got to do Jesus Christ kind of love. And love don't bring about thinking wrong thoughts and thinking negative thoughts and evil thoughts and stuff. That's why I bind those things up. You all hear me say I bind up that spirit of evil thinking and stuff like that when I pray, because it could get in your mind so strong, and then you can say, well, girl, Sandra called me the other night and she was talking about her boyfriend's mama is saying this and saying that, and you sitting there listening to all this stuff, and what are you saying? Like I said the other day, if you don't have anything good to say about a person, don't say anything at all. And if somebody's talking about us, we're going to pray for them. We're not perfect. Not by a long shot, I'm not. But I want to do the right thing. For God, I want to do the right thing. And when you do that, God will bless you. When he see you trying to do right, he's going to help you. The Holy Spirit know your heart and mind. He's going to help and bless you. I'm telling you, when you do the right thing, when you know that it's wrong, you say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit up and talk about her. I don't care what you're thinking. It might be true what you're thinking, but you in God. So you got to make sure you're on the right path and you doing the right thing and you saying the right thing. And don't go and talk about nobody else to nobody else because you can hinder the person you're talking to. Oh, no, see, I ain't finna get involved with nothing like this. See, that's how all this stuff goes. You know, black women, they can't get along no way, such, such, such. Black, any woman can get along when you have Christ in your life, when you doing what the Word of God says. We have to do what God's Word says. The Word of God is right, and it will not return void. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life. His words are life unto those that find them. And help to all their flesh. That's over in Proverbs. His word is life. And the more we study and know his word and know what he expects of us, we have life. We have life. So, amen, I'm not going to hold you any longer. I just thank and praise God because we got a couple of weeks on the mind control because we want to show enough, talk about some things in mind control. Amen. So I'm going to get ready to close out. I just want to thank each one of you in Radio Land and those that's on our radio broadcast for joining in with us on tonight. Invite somebody, hallelujah, on our mind control talking because it's a lot of people need this teaching. I put it on Facebook. It's a lot of people, mind is controlling about things. It's so many things and stuff that all on there talking about this and talking about that, but I don't care what you're advertising, whatever you're doing. If God is not in it, and you don't need nobody but God anyway. So if God is not in it, what do I need it for? You know, these different groups and things like that. But anyway, invite somebody. I love you, and God loves you too, and I'm going to get ready to close out. Father, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We know your word is life, Lord. And we thank you right now for every letter, every I, the dot, and every T, Lord. We thank you for your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice and their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just keep them covered on tonight. And we thank you for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Be with you all. You all have a good night, and I love you, and God love you too. I'll see you back on Sunday. God bless you. Good day. Good evening.